G'day, Joe. How are you going?
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
A really interesting topic today. You're going to be talking about something that happened in 1994, a discovery.
This is seriously cool. Now, bear with me a second and I'll make the leaks to why dog people will find this really beautiful. So in 1994, some cave scientists made a discovery in southern France. They located some paintings on the cave walls quite deep within, which is quite usual. Everybody knows that they find caves, they find these kind of things. But as they went further into the cave, they found on the hardened floor, so this had been held over time, they found the footprints of a shoeless child, which they anticipate was probably about 10 years of age, and dog foot paw prints walking side by side. Now, there's a lot of argument as to whether who came first, the wolf or the dog, but interestingly, the footprints give the dog away, so to speak, because wolves walk with a different shaped paw and their toes are different to dogs. So we can date back to 26,000 years ago, this picture of this child walking side by side, not with a wolf, but with a dog. Now, what's interesting is back then we didn't have backyards that we could lock dogs into or crates that we could put them into. We kind of chose to be with the dog, and the dog chose to be our mates as well. Now, these footprints ran 45 metres through the cave. Now, they were walking side to side, so they obviously had some form of a relationship together, and it gives us our first ever recorded evidence of humans and dogs being connected and that beautiful animal canine bond which many of us hold dear. I just found that so interesting. And on top of that, some new study has come out that shows that wolves, the way they develop, even though they have 99% of the same DNA as our dogs, wolves don't process human voices or human words in their brain like dogs do. And what's interesting, even though there's the connection between the wolf and the dog, dogs today actually process human voices, the emotion with human voices, in the same parts of their brain as we do in our brain. And that wasn't there pre 26,000 years ago.
That's amazing, Joe. You're full of interesting stuff.
Oh, I love the science behind dogs.
If you'd like to discuss anything dog-like, let us know. Just go to goldcentralvictoria.com.au. Thanks, Joe. We'll talk again next Saturday morning.
Have a great weekend.